second day road. More or less the first class roads. They're named about three different ways. You can tell by the markings on the map.
Would you ever call anything an expressway or a freeway or anything like that?
Well, that's the superhighway, expressway, freeway.
Would you use both?
Got several names to it. In Germany, they call it the Autobahn.
That's the name of the road?
In Germany, yeah.
Oh, that's right. What are some of the main streets here?
Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our streets run in numbers, running north and south. And east and west, they have names. Like first, second, third, fourth street. Which we also have named streets running north and south. Utah Town is divided up in north and south with numbers and east and west with names.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the main ones?
Well, you have Broad Street downtown, Charlotte, Joe Johnson, Jefferson, Buchanan, Clay Street, Highway 41, which is coming north. These are the main streets, which you have intermediate streets, it's a smaller street. That's the traffic bearing streets. So going south, you have Lafayette Street. You don't have as many going south as you do north. Going south, you have Broad, McGowan, DeMumrum, Lafayette, and that's about it.
Okay, that's a good list. On South Streets, what do you call the place where the street might go under and railway track would go over?
Well, you just have a railroad overpass.
Okay, so you call it an overpass if the train goes over?
Goes over, it's coming over.
If the train goes under the street and the car goes...
Well, it's just more or less a bridge. That's a bridge for the highway that's spanning the railroad track.
And then there are two kinds of parking that you do in cities. One kind where you line up with the curb, and then you park in between the cars. What do you call that?
Parking parallel.
And what about the kind you do in shopping centers where you line yourself up?
Well, you're on a parking lot, and it's marked off in areas of spots where you pull in.
You have a name for that kind of parking?
Horizontal, whatever you want to call it.
All right, yeah,
it's just a big parking lot.
And what do you call the thing, little thing on the street where the firemen would screw in their hose?
It's a fire hydrant.
All right. I guess maybe you have those here. I don't know, these big parking things that have several levels.
Well, it's a parking garage.
Parking garage, uh-huh.
They have floors just like a building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what are some of the biggest buildings in town?
The tallest building we got here is the Life and Casualty building.
Mm-hmm. What would you get?
I think the second one would probably be National Life Insurance Company.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of them fall in line about the same.
What would you generally call big buildings, great big buildings?
Well, I call a big building a high-rise building.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter whether it's an office building or an apartment building?
Well, they don't make apartment buildings as large as they do a business.
So you wouldn't call an apartment a high-rise?
No.
Just a business?
Well, some of them you call them a high-rise if they're... I guess a lot of people do, if they have 10 or 12 stories.
Okay. What do you call the kind of little passageway that goes between buildings? Or in back of buildings?
Well, we call it an alley.
All right. Is it wide enough for a car to go down? All right. And then what about a place in the city where buildings have been torn down and nothing has been built back?
It's just a vacant lot.
Would you call it the same thing if it were out in a neighborhood where children could play baseball?
Same thing.
Okay. And then what do you call the thing that you get a drink of water in a building?
It's a fountain, water fountain.
All right, good. Let's see. Now, how about some, not brand names of cars, but some body styles of cars?
Well, he was just using a general.
Like one, for instance, a small car that just had two seats. You'd call that a...